Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. Now, I'm a huge fan of spontaneous content, and honestly, this episode is as spontaneous as they come. I was actually just cleaning my house. I was, at the moment that I had the idea that I needed to sit down and record this, I was in my office where I also have a wardrobe, putting away some jumpers and some clothes, and I literally dropped the clothes on the floor, plugged in my microphone, plugged in my hard drive, and sat down, and here I am, just to paint a picture of the context of what is happening here. The reason why I wanted to share that with you is because this is something that I've wanted to speak about for such a long time, but I have so much fear around, and it's honestly not fear of the actual message itself, but fear that I won't be able to articulate or communicate what I want to say in a way that is going to still maintain the integrity of the work that I do, as well as, you know, just get the honest truth across. But I'm absolutely going to do my best to talk to you today about one of my biggest fears and limitations in business, and some of the confusions that I have experienced about this topic that have held me back, that have caused me stress, that have honestly been my biggest points of comparison and despair, and putting myself in situations that I'm doing things that I don't necessarily want to do. And this particular limiting belief, or this particular fear, I don't want to call it a limiting belief because that's a part of the problem, that's a part of the programming. But this particular topic is something that I've struggled with for such a long time, and this topic is money. Now, I want to give a little bit of a background story. I've mentioned this quite a lot in my content over the years, but I am someone who is so far from being motivated by money, it's not even funny. Like, but I apparently am a rapper, so just an FYI. But I am not someone who feels any type of way when I see my bank accounts growing, or I, you know, have a really big launch. Even when I've had six-figure months in the past, for me, it's like, I did it. But okay, it really doesn't give me any type of emotional feeling of pride or that I've made it or anything like that. What gives me satisfaction is branding, is community, is people. And that's a part of the hesitation of why I don't like to communicate this, is because I don't want this to come across as self-righteous. I don't want this to come across as, oh, everybody else is money hungry or greedy or anything like that, and I just love people, look at me, I'm so good. It's not about that. I honor the fact that every single person is motivated differently, and there are some people who are motivated by money, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. There is nothing wrong with money itself. However, the reason why this has caused me such grief and anxiety is because One of my biggest fears, and this is the biggest fear that has to do with money, is because I'm not motivated by money and because I don't like to necessarily share about money or celebrate money as much, that my business doesn't have the capacity to grow and to serve and to help people as much as the coaches or the teachers or the mentors who just throw money and figures in people's faces. And again, I don't want this to come off and say they're bad or anything like that. Like, I love that people celebrate what motivates them and what excites them. And if money is truly that thing, I have friends that I know really do love making money. You know, maybe they have a history of even going into finance because they love finance and money and figures so much before they even started their businesses. And so again, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but my biggest limiting belief for me personally is because I just don't care about it enough to be the front runner of the conversations that I'm having with people about growing a business and achieving success online. And yet my biggest limiting belief around that is because I'm not talking about money, and that is the simplest concept for people to grasp. Am I, quote unquote, losing out on students and clients to the coaches who are? And this actually came about from a conversation that I had with a friend yesterday, because there's a very similar, I guess, fear or misconception in the health and fitness space. You know, what money is to business and business coaches, weight loss and shreddy or bikini bodies is to the health and fitness industry. You know, for such a long time, we've seen people who talk about 28-day shreds or losing the last 5 kilos or whatever it may be, weight loss focused goals, aesthetic focused goals. And it is just obvious in the health and fitness space that those videos or podcast episodes do better than the ones that talk about, you know, fixing your hormones for better, you know, digestion or something like that. And where we kind of dissected this is because it is just a part of the human nature to see and to focus on the result. You know, we are so attached to like what we are comparing ourselves to or the type of lifestyle we want to achieve or what we're being influenced by. And we think, you know, I'd be happier if I lost weight or I got in shape or I looked differently, or i.e. I would be happier if I had more money. And this is just so much of an easier concept to grasp than necessarily like what I want to talk about, helping people to build a sustainable brand, helping people to be able to diversify their interests online, to be able to build a sustainable long-term business that feels good for them, to be able to build a personal brand. What people hear when I say that stuff, or what I assume people hear, this is all theoretical based on my own limiting beliefs, but what I assume people hear is, I'm going to teach you how to do the work, versus necessarily there being a coach that says, I'm going to teach you how to get 10K months. You know, what do you hear when you hear those things? When I say, I'm going to teach you how to create content and build an audience, like, it's work, it's effort, you have to show up. But when someone comes along and says, I'm going to teach you how to make 10K months, it's like, damn, I want 10K months. Like, I can think of all the incredible things that I could do with that. You know, versus a health and fitness coach who's saying, I'm going to teach you how to fix your hormones, change your mindset, change your lifestyle over a long period of time so that you can have sustainable health and wellness and longevity for the rest of your life, versus I'm going to help you, you know, to get in a bikini body or to achieve this kind of transformation or to achieve, you know, X amount of weight loss, X amount of kilos in weight loss. Of course, for so many people, it's work versus result in these differences in marketing messages. And of course, I know what I can do is talk about, well, I can help you to achieve a freedom lifestyle and all of these different things. But again, it's just the specifics of focusing on money that for me personally has just always rubbed me the wrong way. And this is where the limitation or the fear for me gets deeper, because there are so many money coaches out there or business coaches that do focus on money that tell you if you don't, you know, or if you think the way that I'm thinking, then you have something wrong with you. You know, for such a long time, not prioritizing money or, you know, kind of being to a certain degree a little triggered by the fact that everyone is so hyper-focused on money, what many money experts or money mindset and spiritual teachers and business teachers will have me to believe through their message is because I think this way, I've got money blocks. I've got limiting beliefs. If you're being triggered by money, you have to change your relationship with money, you know? And if you're not necessarily wanting to go for the next big thing on a financial strive, then there's something wrong with you. You've got a block, you've got a limitation, you've got to fix that, you've got to fix yourself. And that's why for such a long time, the pure fact that I just wasn't motivated by money made me feel like there was something wrong with me. So this layered limitation was, not only is there something wrong with you because you're not prioritizing money and you obviously have fears around it, coupled with then me thinking, am I not able to grow my business as fast because I don't focus on money? Like, that has been for me such a big struggle until recently. Like, a lot of this is theoretical, right? A lot of this is just me and my limiting beliefs and I'm trying to just share, but I do have data on a lot of this. Unfortunately, I do have data because I've tested these theories for myself. You know, I'm such a little I'm such an analyzer. I love to analyze anything. I love to analyze myself, my community, everything. And I've tested in the past during launches about which particular post actually get more conversions, the ones that are focused on, let's say, growing your audience or building your personal brand versus the ones that are focused on money. And the reality is that the ones that do have financial focuses or social proof around them definitely do better. And again, I'm happy to like celebrate my clients and my clients do incredible things. Yesterday alone, I literally shared a story on my Instagram about one of my clients from the last round of Simply Business, who, you know, has reached six figures in her first year. And she was talking about a big launch, I think it was 34K launch or something like that. And then literally like 10 minutes later, I had another one of my clients who worked with me at the end of last year. And she was talking about how this has been a 43K quarter for her, which has succeeded the goal that we set for her at the end of the year, saying, you know, I couldn't have done with this without you. And like, I do love to celebrate and share that stuff. And this stuff kind of happens all the time. But like, to make that the focus of my marketing, to make that like the reason why somebody wants to work with me is because they think that they can achieve specific results. To me personally, I feel like there's so many variable factors that even go into being able to make money. And I'd rather teach you the foundations of what's eventually going to get you there than make any promises around, if you work with me for this particular period of time, you're going to make this amount of money. Because it's just not possible to give those kinds of guarantees. And I feel really triggered every time I see coaches saying things like, make 10K in 30 days, or, you know, this is going to help you to achieve this financial result, because there's way too many nuanced details that goes into whether one person is going to be able to actually achieve that or not. And I believe that this is the reason why so many people end up giving up on their businesses, because time and time and time again, they've chosen to work with these coaches that have given these promises, and maybe they've sacrificed things to be in these programs, or they've put themselves into financial hardship because they've been kind of berated into these programs, or kind of, you know, had a false sense of security that they were going to achieve a specific result. And then when it doesn't happen, not only are they in a crappy financial situation, but then they also don't believe in themselves, because of course what you will be led to believe, like I was with, you know, my own money limitations, is that it's not the system, it's you. If you didn't achieve it, it's you. There's something wrong with you. And of course, if you've been told there's something wrong with you and you haven't got the result, now you're also fucked financially, I would give up on my business too. Absolutely, I would. And so this is the big part of why it's triggering me so much. And I don't think it's getting better. I actually think it's getting worse, because more people that I speak to have had more negative experiences with coaches and with mentors, not quote unquote following through on the things that they promised, when I don't understand why people even are legally allowed to make these promises in the first place, because the chances of what they're saying happening are so, so low. Like, you know, I saw a coach the other day who was talking something about like make 10K in 90 days and how she'd had hundreds of students in that program. I want to know exactly, like, yeah, it's amazing. Share the testimonials of the students who did get great results, but also tell us, out of those 100 people, you've got 5 amazing testimonials. Are they the only 5 people out of that 100 that actually achieved that specific result? You know, so And again, I know I really don't want to sound like I'm like bashing on anyone here or anything like that. Like I see, this is where I'm getting in my head. Sorry, this is more like a therapy session between me and you, but this is where I'm getting in my head, because then again, what comes up for me as I'm sharing this is, no, Erin, it's just you. There's something wrong with you. If you're being triggered by other people's financial results, if you're being triggered by what's happening in other coaches' businesses, something's wrong with you. You have to work on your money mindset. And so this is kind of that cycle that I go through. I see something and I feel so bad for the students that are negatively affected by false expectations or high expectations of financial returns on their investments because of what people have said that it's possible for them to achieve, not realizing that if you took a particular sample size, it's not actually, you know, every single person that goes through the program is guaranteed to achieve this result, but it's kind of marketed the way to make you think like that. And then the fact that that's triggering me, then I go into this cycle of like, no, Erin, it's just you. You're being triggered. Maybe because you're too lazy to actually make the money that these people are making. Maybe because you're not motivated by money, you know? And for me, it always comes back to making me feel like I am lazy a lot of the times, because I know that if I sold more, and what I mean by sold more, if I actually sold more on my Instagram, if I showed up and sold more, I would make more money. And then I think, am I hiding behind the fact that, oh, I'm just not motivated by money? Or is it the fact that I'm just lazy and I'm just not willing to do the work? So anyway, these are the big kind of limitations that I have. However, I do want to talk a little bit about how this has changed through the process of becoming the coolest person I know, through the process of building a better relationship with myself, and through the process of when you start to think in a certain way, and I guess this is maybe law of attraction, but when you start to think in a certain way, that confirmation bias starts to happen, but this can actually be a positive thing. So when I did start really building a better relationship with myself, obviously I'm still working through this limiting belief, but I will say it's nowhere near as bad as it used to be. It's nowhere near. I used to get so triggered by, you know, other people, and every single time like one of my friends like succeeded me in or passed me in a financial goal or something like that, I used to get so down on myself. Like at one stage I was like, what am I even doing? What if I don't want to make money, why am I even in business? Think about that for a second. At one stage, I thought to myself, if I am not trying to make, I think it was probably the goal was like 60K months or something, like why am I even in business? No, don't worry about the thousands of people that my company has helped or inspires or the messages that I get or anything like that. My mindset at that stage was literally like, if you don't want to make money, get out. Because that's just, again, what I felt like I needed to do in order to play this game. Until I fucking made my own game, honestly. Until I just turned around and I was like, I am not motivated by money, and I am not going to make anybody else make me feel bad about the fact that I'm actually happier to do less and, yeah, make less money, right? Maybe I could shop and I could sell more. I could launch a product check every single month. I don't want to do that. And again, I'm very, very comfortable in the amount of money that I make. Like, this probably sounds, I'm probably making it sound like I make less than I do, but I'm very, very, very comfortable making multiple six figures a year at this stage, just from the accumulation of what I've built over the past 7 years. You know what I mean? It's just like, it kind of just builds itself up over time. But yeah, I probably could have made $1 million if I really tried, but I don't want to play that game anymore. I don't want to play the game where I feel the pressure that just because I haven't made $1 million yet, I'm not as successful as XYZ. Or just because I don't want to make money the hyper focus of my marketing messaging, that I'm not going to get as many clients as, you know, this person and that person. And this is me talking about it from my level of where I'm at or in my own journey. But I know this happens to everyone, because I had a conversation with another client the other day who is a little, you know, further back on her journey in terms of she is more so just at the beginning, and she doesn't even teach business. She's not even a business coach. She's in the self-love and mindset space, and she was worried about, because she's not making 10K months, that nobody was going to take her seriously as a coach. Like, think about that. Like, just because you haven't reached a certain financial goal, that apparently you're not capable of doing something that has nothing to do with money at all. You know what I mean? Like, this, again, is just why so many of I love people who are helping people work on their money mindset. Some of my favorite people in the entire world help people work on their money mindset and their financial well-being and all of these things. But I think it's the pressure because of the milestones that get so many people stuck. And the milestones come from the marketing. The milestones come from the messaging. We have, you know, hit your first 10K month, then your first six-figure year, then your seven-figure year, then whatever comes after that. But I don't know. I don't even think about that. But, you know, again, going back to, sorry, I'm like rambling and going in different directions, but that's just how my brain's working at this particular point in time. Hopefully you're keeping up. Hopefully it makes sense. I had a lot of limiting beliefs. No, not self-doubt, I would say, about my last podcast episode, but so many of you loved it. And you even loved the note that I read to you, which to me sounded like it made no sense. So I'm just going to keep going and we'll see where we go with this. Definitely reach out to me on Instagram, by the way. If this is something that's resonating with you, I love when you share the episodes or you reach out to me and let me know your experiences with this, because a podcast is a very one-sided content format. It's not like I'm live or I'm on Instagram where you can respond to me immediately. So it really does mean a lot. I know, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, reach out to me, but like actually reach out to me. Anyway, going back to what I was saying before is the biggest thing that has helped me with my biggest limiting belief around I'm not successful and there's something wrong with me because I'm not focusing on money, I'm not talking about money, my business will never grow, blah, 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 is, as I mentioned, just starting to play my own game, starting to make my own rules. I'm not going to sit here and have someone tell me, theoretically tell me, by the way, because everything is in this online space, I think, to a certain degree is experiential. So this is just based on what they're theorizing. It's not a scientific fact that if you aren't motivated by money and don't want to talk about it, then there's something wrong with your brain and you need to work on your money mindset, right? These are just things that a lot of people agree on, and so therefore it has somehow become a truth. But a lot of people agree that the world was flat at one stage. So anyway, I think me getting to the point where I no longer subscribe to everybody else's experiences and choose, yes, with a confirmation bias, choose to play my own game. And what I mean by a confirmation bias is because I'm so hyper-fixated on the idea that money shouldn't be, in my opinion, and I am going to say it is my opinion, the focus for a business. Helping people, creating something that people love, whether it be food or candles or coaching or services, but creating something that helps people, that delights people, that entertains people, that feeds people. Yes, and making money in the process, great. It's a great byproduct of doing something. But the purposes of businesses are to solve problems. And I think somewhere along the way, personally, we forgot that a little bit. Because there are a lot of people coming into this space who just want to make money and they don't even know what problem they want to solve. And that's the thing. Like, so many of us have identified that this is a really easy way to make money or to live a life, you know what I mean? Quote unquote easy. I know obviously it takes time and consistency and all that, and that's something I firmly believe in. But like at the end of the day, like sitting at home on your laptop talking into a microphone is pretty freaking easy. It's much easier than being a nurse or working in the mines or doing, you know, becoming a teacher. It is easier. Like, yes, there's a lot of responsibility. Yes, you're subjecting yourself to hate. Of course, every single job has its ups and downs. There's no denying that. But sitting in the comfort of your own home with a microphone, talking to a camera, you know, dancing on some reels and stuff like that, I personally don't believe is the most difficult thing. It takes time, it takes patience, it takes consistency, but it's not the hardest job in the world, right? So, like, from that perspective, you know, it's very glamorized or attractive to a lot of people to do that. Why do you think so many people want to be content creators or they want to be entrepreneurs and things like that? Why do you think it's one of the most popular sought after jobs? When you ask kids these days, everyone wants to be a YouTuber, a Twitcher, or a TikToker, all of these things, because it's glorified. Like, it really is to a certain degree, because it's kind of easy. Like, take when I say easy with a grain of salt. There's a lot of difficult things about it, I know, but I'm saying compared to a lot of other things, you can make a lot of money for a lot less work. It's just the reality of the situation. And again, not saying that's a bad thing, but it is something that's super attractive to people. But then what happens, because that's the forefront of what we're focusing on, it being super attractive. I'm more so talking about the business side of things, not so much the content creation side of things. If you want to be a content creator, influencer, great. But I'm also talking about the business side of things. So many people want to become an entrepreneur without even knowing what type of business they want to start. They know they just want to become an entrepreneur. And where do you think your motivation is coming from? Your motivation is coming from the space of, I want to make money online and do less work and have more freedom lifestyle. That's not how businesses originally start. Businesses originally started because somewhere, someone along the line was like, there's a fucking problem with this thing and I need to fix it. And so I'm going to start a business around that. You know, I want to help people. I want to solve problems. I want to make life better for other people. And that's not where most people are coming from. A lot of people are like, I want to make money for myself on the internet. And so let me just choose something that I think is profitable. Right? And that's why I just think, I don't know, that's a whole other topic that I guess we can go into another episode, motivation behind business. But going back to what I was saying before is that I really have just decided that the way that I see things is the way that I see things. And the more that I started sharing it, the more that I started opening up, and the more that I started getting really honest about some of the things that I disagree with in the coaching space or some of the things that were triggering me. I know this is the first time I'm really talking about the money side of things. I didn't realize how many of you actually agreed. I didn't realize how many of you actually agreed. And when I talk about this confirmation bias not being a bad thing, like, yes, you may be agreeing with me because I'm out here speaking about it, but I don't think people are going to show up and share their experiences if it wasn't true, just to have a conversation. And the other side of it is, now I've noticed a lot more people talking about it. Like, I wanted to share, I shared on my Instagram stories, but also I watched an episode of Colin and Samir. If you don't know who they are, Colin and Samir, look up their YouTube channel. It's honestly, they're one of my favorite YouTube channels. I learned so much from them that helps to influence the work that I'm doing and the way that I'm thinking. But they did a video on Emma Chamberlain the other day and talking about how she's taking a break from YouTube, which, you know, she has every right to do that. But also what comes with YouTubers or content creators uploading less is, of course, less revenue, less opportunity to make money. And they shared a little segment from a comedy skit. I don't know who the actual comedian was, but talking about Frank Ocean or someone. I don't know. It was a conversation between this comedian and maybe it wasn't Frank Ocean, I don't know, but a music producer. And basically the conversation was centered around the idea of, like, why do you produce less music and how do you live with that, you know, compared to everyone else pumping out music all the time, or, you know, in our case, pumping out content or pumping out courses or whatever it may be. Just people are just pumping stuff out because of those monetization opportunities that come from more content equals more money, more courses, more programs, more launches equals more money. And something just so deeply rang through me in this particular segment where it says, you know, if you want to just produce less stuff, then you just need to be okay with making less money. And honestly, this was such a mind-blowing moment for me because this is coming from, you know, an ultra successful performer saying that it's okay. It's okay. Like, if you want to have maybe more time to yourself, more time to be creative, less feeling changed to the kind of rat race of overproducing content or overproducing art or overproducing programs or courses or products, and you want to do a little bit less and you want to produce a little bit less, maybe focus even a little bit more on quality, it's okay to just make less money. And so I still grapple with this. I really do. It is one of, again, my biggest limitations. It's something that's held me back for a long time. It's something that when I have conversations about with people with, why don't you just sell more? Why don't you just do more? Why don't you just make more? Like, I can't tell you how many times people have told me, why don't you just raise your prices? Why don't you just launch more? Why don't you just create this? Why don't you just create that? You know, everyone, of course, it's only coming from a place of thinking that they're helping me, but it's always made me feel so much worse. Because I don't want to. Like, and that's not a good enough answer to give people. Why don't you just raise your price? Because I don't want to. I just don't want to. But again, then the cycle starts. Well, if you're not raising your prices, there's something wrong with you. You know, and I've got my reasons for keeping my prices lower in my business. I work with beginners. I work with people generally in the first 1 to 2 years of their business. Far out, trying to make someone invest 10 grand when they don't even know if they actually like being in business. You don't know until you try it. Yeah, it's glorified and it's exciting, but it's not for everyone. And so to ask someone to pay 10 grand when they literally don't even know if in 3 months they're going to fucking hate what they're doing and not want to start a business at all, but then they feel the pressure. They feel the pressure that they, oh, I've spent 10 grand now, I have to make this work. Well, you don't. If you're not made to be an entrepreneur because it's just not your life path, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't let the internet make you feel like being an entrepreneur or a content creator is the only job on the planet that is going to give you satisfaction or freedom. It's not. It is not. Work is changing. You can still achieve freedom through many things. Most of my friends who have 9-to-5 jobs work from home and don't even, you know, have the intention of going back to the office because offices are now like, what the fuck? We just spent 2 years not being in the office. Why are we paying for this space? Everything is changing. You know, there are so many more other opportunities out there. Being an entrepreneur is not the only way to be happy, as much as the internet will make you believe. And so again, I know that's again another story for another time, but I choose to keep my prices low. Because if someone comes into my program with the intention to start a business, they have a little bit of an idea, a problem they want to solve, and then they realize, I'm not cut out for this. I'm not cut out to create content in this kind of way. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to solve problems. You know, I love this field. Maybe I could go work for someone and still be doing what I want to do and still be happy and fulfilled and satisfied. And yet, I've made them pay like 12 grand or 10 grand or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just don't believe in it. For my membership and my group coaching programs, of course, you know, one-on-one is a different story, but not what we're talking about. I don't know how to end this. I feel like I just keep talking because I don't know how to end it. I don't feel like there was really a lesson or any kind of like conclusion to what I'm saying, other than the fact that you do you. As cliche as that is going to sound, through this lesson on money and my limiting beliefs around money, the only thing that I've gotten out of this is no longer am I going to be playing by other people's rules. I am not going to let someone else tell me that just because I don't want to share my income every single month on the internet, that there's something wrong with me. You know what I mean? Or that I'm not motivated by money, that I don't care. This month has been my lowest income month in a very, very long time, intentionally, because I didn't launch anything for the last 3 months, really, other than one program, which was my mini mastermind thing, which has a very small cap on it anyway, so it's never a huge profit activity, but I haven't done any launches. I'm restructuring the inside of my business so that I can have more time to actually start another business, which has been something I've been so excited about and putting off for a really long time. And this month, I think we're sitting at like $25,000 for this month. So obviously not too, too bad. We have a big bulk of big payments that come in at the end of the month. But, you know, I'm so fucking happy with that. Like, I'm so happy with that. When I just think about it in myself, I can pay for my investment property. I can pay for the beautiful home that I live in down by the beach. You know, I can do all the things that I want to do, you know what I mean? All my hobbies, all my passions, pay my Muay Thai coach. I can do all of those things. And yet that's in myself and in my life, I feel great about it. But then I step onto the internet and this is how I feel. Oh my God, you've been in business for 4 years and you're only making $25,000? Well, you've got money mindset problems, obviously. I know it's not the case, but I'm saying that's how sometimes I'm made to feel. Sometimes I make myself feel by what I'm consuming and how I'm perceiving what I'm consuming, you know? And then of course I feel bad. And then I feel bad and I feel like I need to do more, but then I come back and I connect to myself. And if I'm happy and I'm still successful, I know I'm still successful and I know I'm doing well, then isn't that all that really matters? And so this really ties into a conversation that I have a lot online about going at your own pace, honoring your own journey, not letting people pressure you, all the things that I say pretty regularly, which have now become such a big part of my mission and my message. Because when everybody's telling you that you need to make money to be successful, I want to be the person to tell you, you need to help people to be successful in business. And you need to do what feels good for you to be successful in life. And that's it, right? There's no figure that is going to determine whether you're successful or not. You are not successful when you achieve, you know, 10K months, six-figure years, any of this kind of stuff. Yeah, they're great and celebrate them. And I don't want to take away from anyone who wants to celebrate these things. I will still celebrate them. You know what I mean? But if you're someone who's feeling the pressure that you're not as good as someone else because you're not making as much money as them. I hear you. That's something that's been a big struggle for me my entire life. Or if you feel like you need to kind of fake it till you make it or any of these kind of things, like you've made it. You've made it just by showing up. And you're doing incredible things by trying to make this world a better place with a business, with content, with whatever you're doing, right? And then you're living an incredible life if you're honoring yourself and not letting anyone pressure you that you're not good enough, you're not going fast enough, you're not achieving enough. If you're happy and you're satisfied and you're proud of yourself, at the end of the day, that's the most successful thing. All right. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go and like bury my head in the sand and decide whether or not I'm actually going to release this episode or not. I will, because I'm going to. I always do. But yeah, reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are. I have a lot of, self-consciousness about this, because also the other thing is like, I feel like I'm almost like exposing myself to my fear, to my limitation. It's like saying this out loud is like, subconsciously are people going to be like, she's not motivated by money, I'm going to go choose someone who is to work with, you know? I don't know. Anyway, talk to me. Reach out to me on Instagram. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I love you. I don't know if you're enjoying these like a little bit more heart-to-heart kind of style episodes. I do have some exciting interviews coming up though, so we'll get back to those like kind of dancepreneur party vibes. But either way, I love you and I will see you in the next one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.